It will be interesting to see to what degrees humans go to keep the truth hidden and unavailable. So then you've really got to ask yourself, currently as we stand as a species, if you look at the end result of us, let's forget whether there's good in there or not good in there. Let's look at the end result of us. Where are we really at? Very violent, abusive, addictive, lying, sneaky, deceptive place. That's where we're currently at. Wrong or right of it, that's the truth. Yeah. How much are we going to keep creating little stories and belief structures and religions to stop us actually just facing that, instead of hiding behind what will be and that we'll be saved and we'll be this, we'll be that? It's like having a backup plan in a sense, which doesn't work, right? That's not sitting in the truth. Sitting in the truth doesn't require a backup plan. You just absorb and look at what there is to see, and what we are is there to be seen. I'm proposing that if we actually look at it, we will no longer be it. And we could unite in that shift. I think you'd be surprised how human behavior and how we would express ourselves and connect would be totally different. So we wouldn't have to work out how to fix the world. Just the nature of what we would become would be the best, most healthy possible pathway that human beings could be, share, and express. So there will no longer be rights and wrongs. We'll just be growing and being creative in that place of truth. None of this silly internal debates and wars and fighting over who's right or wrong, you know. I mean, for me, I'm just sharing the way I see it. I find it intriguing. I don't even want to say whether it's true or not. This is what I see, and I'm just trying to describe it as completely as I can, just to show how much it is that I am seeing. It's a lot of stuff, hence I can write books about it and have theories and ideas, and you know, it's almost like a complete world that I'm in, and I'm trying to share that as much as possible. And it's not divergent from this world. It's like this world, but different. But this one actually works, and it does exist. And we could unite in that. Because anything short of that, of course, we're going to keep fighting to some degree, which will disable the process of us to expand into an evolved, you know, peaceful, highly intelligent, deeply feeling being. Wow, who knows how we'd exist in that space? It'd be intriguing what we could do. Wow. Look, for me, this is so inspiring. It's like, let's get on it, you know? Let's give it a go. I'm that sure about it. And it really has got nothing to do with challenging anyone's beliefs or their religion or whatever it is that, you know, their life is solidly attached to that they feel the need to defend. They don't have to defend it because I'm not attacking it. I'm saying I will help you get in this lifetime. You don't have to wait till you die to a very big, expansive place where you can see and feel and think in a totally different way, far more expansive, but the essence of everything that is stays the same. You just grow out of it. It doesn't change. You don't take anything away from you. Everything you have just grows. And you grow that into the truth, and we unite in the truth, then well, there'll be nothing to argue about. But we won't lose our individuality or creativity, which is, I think, a lot of people are fearful of that. In this world at the moment, as pathetically lonely and separate as we feel, we still feel very unique and individual in that. Hence the victim story. Everyone thinks theirs is the worst. That's the individuality, how it's expressed at the moment, so not that healthy, really. But wow, we could express individuality in a completely different opposite type direction, and that would be a completely expansive one, powerful one, that causes no destruction, just a healing energy, and yet enormous. Most energies that are big in this universe at the moment, the way it currently functions, tend to create destruction. You can see that looking out at the universe, or you can see it looking at the behavior of human beings on planet Earth. That is how it works. We can reverse that. Instead of just staying here, kind of accepting what we're doing, and then getting lost in the belief of God as some sort of cop-out avoidance, you know. And that's not to say that God is not real, but to actually connect with it, something that big and powerful, if it's created this for us to walk into, then if it is a test, or it would just provide exactly what we need straight up front. So this is a necessary component for us to embrace and understand. And God, no God, wherever you sit on that, don't worry about whether the person next to you does or doesn't have the same belief. Just think of nothing. This is about you individually expanding, growing from wherever you're at. And things that are corrupt make us smaller. Anything that makes you bigger, trust it. Have faith in it. The smaller we allow ourselves to get, the more psychological problems we have, and then the harder it is for us to work out anything, because we're so screwed up, we will never find our way out of here. I think there's time, people are ready, sort of stuffed up enough to listen, but not so stuffed up that they can't actually get it. So I think we could do this. Leave it too long, and I think the window could be shut. Anyway, I'm ready. Anyone else wants to join in, give this a go, they are welcome, because I'm doing it anyway. And I don't want anything from anyone, I'm not hurting anyone, I'm just getting on with this journey. So see this as nothing more than sharing that you can accept, embrace, or switch off and leave it alone. But you don't have to be concerned about me or whether I'm some sort of influence that's a threat to your reality, because it's absolutely, completely not. And if you really listen to what I'm saying, then you'll see that for yourself. It's there to be seen, you just have to look. This is not another belief structure. This is sharing something that actually exists. Belief doesn't exist in a complete sense. It's not a complete world. It's still trapped in the world of thought and limited feeling capacity unless attacked or hit. And then it unleashes massive feelings, which can be a pleasurable hit too. You know, a hit getting what you want and a hit getting the opposite to what you want. And then the sort of dull, boring life in between that people somehow get addicted to and lost in as their lives become smaller the older they get. Imagine that, your whole life is expansive from beginning to end. I really don't understand how anyone could reject this idea and share this. Let's forget all the little complicated things like being in the now and trying to understand that. Just let's keep it simple, let's expand. Keep thinking, pushing each other. Let's stop fighting each other and just push each other in the mind. Right? Let's take that on. Rather than going to war, let's have massive debates that we never stop, and we just keep going and keep going and see who makes the most sense and see if we can share in what makes the most sense until we just get it. And then all this confusion and debates about God, no gods, whatever, will be gone. We will all know. We'll all be in the same place. It'll be an amazing world. It's ours to have. But as I said, that window, I don't know, if you want me to make a prediction, it won't stay open. And then I don't think me or anybody will be able to help, because you won't be able to hear it anymore. Don't take what I'm saying for granted right now. You have to be in a fairly receptive place to be able to hear this stuff, because it is real, but very hard to accept and build into what you currently think life is. Those that can, well, jump on it, embrace it fast, let it in. The mind can also build its own shut doors, shall I say, to this kind of information. Once it gets a grip on what it's hearing, it will create arguments and defenses to make sure that that truth is never heard and felt. The mind is very clever, so just Remember that. That cleverness is there for you to unleash your existence, or it's used by fear to continually build the cage that you are feeling the pressure of every single day.